Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Saying to the church today, what he's been saying today to the church. Remember, the Lord shows us things in his word. And let's go back to Romans chapter 8 and again read our kind of our keynote text scriptures that we've had in this particular series that we've been in, because I think we spoke a different message on Monday night, but all of them seem to be related to what God is saying today. And of course, there's many things yet that God is saying that we haven't got to, but we've said what we should say at that particular moment or that particular service. Isn't that right?
Amen.
In Romans chapter 8, verse number 14, the Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Let me read that again. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So if we are going to be sons of God, then we must, by the Bible, be led by God's Spirit, not by our own understanding, our own plans and ideas, but by God. Turn to St. John chapter 16, and let's read some other scriptures there. In St. John chapter 16, verse number 13, we're talking about what God is speaking to the church today. In other words, what's the directions that he's given to us, because he has given us direction.
Yeah.
He wants us to know what to do.
Yeah.
He wants to get rid of every question that you have, because God does not want confusion in the church.
Right.
He wants you to know what God is saying from heaven.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that's happening on the earth. There's a lot of different voices that you hear. There's a lot of different media and magazines and televisions and all radios is speaking out, this is what you ought to do and that's what you ought to do. The most important thing is doing what God says do.
Right.
St. John chapter 16, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." What will the Holy Spirit do according to Jesus' words in St. John chapter 16, verse 13? He will guide you into all truth. That's what he said he would do.
Yeah.
He would guide you into all truth. So in other words, if you follow the Holy Spirit, you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he will keep you in the truth. There's a lot of false doctrine and error that's going on under the guise of Christianity, and it has nothing to do with the Bible. We talked about in one of the sessions about how you can be deceived by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It talks about it in the Bible. But we also discovered the plan that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to keep that from happening.
Right.
How do we do that? We stay, follow the Word of God, follow the Spirit of God, follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and stay in prayer.
Right.
If what you're hearing or somebody declaring or preaching or what book that somebody wrote, if it does not line up with the Bible,
right,
if it's contrary to the Bible,
right,
then it's not from God.
Right.
What is it? Is seducing spirits,
right,
operating through individuals, trying to bring the plan and purpose of God down. But I'm here to tell you, they can't.
Amen.
Amen. God is with us,
yeah,
and he's on our side.
Yeah.
So we know that according to the Word of God, the Spirit will guide you into all truth. But he also will do something else. He said he will hear, you know, what Jesus says, and then he'll speak and he will show it to you. But he says here in the latter part of verse number 13, he will show you things to what? Come. He will show you things to come. The Lord does not want us in darkness. The Lord wants you to know what's going to happen before it happens. The Lord can make you aware of events that's going to take place in this earth before they ever happen,
right,
so that you can be forewarned, so you can pray about it, so you can be prepared, so you can be in the right place at the right time, so that you can be protected, your family can be protected, and that God will be with you. In the day that we live in, it is important, imperative, and necessary that we be led by the Holy Spirit in prayer. How do we find out the will and plan of God? How do we get to know and God show us things to come? Well, that don't mean that everybody's going to have visions and everybody's going to have dreams. Now, the Bible speaks about that in the last days that God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. It said the young men will see visions and old men shall dream dreams. And on the servants and the handmaidens too. So it's on the men and the ladies. Yeah. So all of us, these are supernatural things. But that don't mean that everybody's going to hear from God the same way. We shouldn't just seek experiences. We should seek God. And if the experience happens, then that's what we do.
Right.
But I know, you know, talking about having visions and dreams, my mother's not one to have a lot of visions or dreams. But I know after my dad went home to be with the Lord, she said she was there at home, you know, all the company had left and all us kids had finally gone, and she's in the big house by herself, you know, kind of. And so she was sitting there meditating and went to bed thinking about it, thinking about the Lord. She said early in the morning, she said she don't know if it was a vision, she don't know what it was. I believe just from Bible scripture that she had a night vision. I believe that's what she had. Sometimes dreams that we have are turned into what you call night vision. She kind of thought she was dreaming, but it was so real, it wasn't like a dream. And what she done in this dream, the Lord came to her. Now, she didn't actually see the Lord fully, but the Lord showed her the rapture, showed her that it was about to take place and that He was coming soon. She said she saw the heavens roll away. I remember when I was talking to her on the phone, she could not talk to me because she began to weep and cry. And I had to let her gain her composure because but she said, what I saw was so beautiful. She said, there's nothing on the planet, on earth, or anything I've ever seen that I can use, Randy, to describe to you what I saw. She said, but I saw the heavens roll away. And the Bible talks about the heavens roll away. Ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, and it's not going to be long, those heavens up there and those clouds is we know it, and that sky is going to roll back. The God that set them in their place is going to roll them back. It's going to plan the way and prepare the way for His Majesty, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's King over all kings. He's ahead over all governments. Those clouds are going to roll away, and He's going to step in them clouds, and He's going to call us up. And we're going to go and meet Him in the air. Said, how do you know? Because the Bible says so. And if you follow the Bible, I'll guarantee you, you'll be there with Him. But my mother began to describe that. And she was so real to her. And she said she heard the Lord speak to her in this dream. She called it a dream. I believe it was a night vision. She said the Lord spoke to her in this dream and was telling her some things she needed to do, some corrections she needed to make. There was some, bad feelings between her and one of her sisters, actually her only sister. And it always had been there. I mean, it always been they got along because they had to. Ain't none of y'all like it, or don't make me come back there. You know what I mean? But this is what the Lord began to talk to her about. They got along together because they had to. Sometimes they were just, everything's fine, but most of the time it was a source of contention all of their life. I mean, from the time they were little girls, fuss and argue, fuss and argue, fuss and argue, you know? And the Lord told her, said, you need to make some corrections. You need to forgive your sister. You need to get some things right, because if you don't, you're not going to be ready to meet me. And she said she didn't know why she said it, but she said to the Lord, and of course she had other children, but she called my name before the Lord. She said, Lord, what about Randy? And she said, I don't know why I said it. She said, but I said, Lord, what about Randy? And the Lord responded to her. He said, Randy's all right. So I'm all right. I'm here. I'm all right. She said, but you need to get some things right because you're not all right. See, if you want the Father to forgive you, you've got to forgive those down here on this earth. That's what the Bible says. You can't expect the Lord to forgive you while you're holding a grudge, holding ill feelings, or judging somebody guilty, or condemning somebody guilty on this earth. It matters not what they've done to you. And people can do horrible things to you. I mean, horrendous, horrible things. can be done in family situations. Somebody can, you know, do so, but the Bible says if you're going to be forgiven, you must forgive those that have sinned against you. So the way I'm going to live my life, and I encourage you to do the same thing, and just live your life in a place of forgiveness. If you've got some kinfolk that done you wrong, if you've been harboring grudges, or you've been bitter because somebody didn't do something the way you thought they should do, and you're meditating on it day and night, and it's kind of eating at you, you know, you think about it when you go to bed, you think about it when you get up, you think about it when you go along, and every time you get a chance, you tell somebody what you think about them. I'm preaching good this morning. I'm here to tell you I'm preaching good.
That's right.
Then you know what? We need to get some things right. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. With Pastor David's permission this morning, I'm going to preach to me. And because you were so gracious to come, going to let you listen if you want to. But there's no pressure on anybody. Because I need this just as much as more than you do. But what is God saying today? What is he saying? Well, let's get over to what he's saying. Do you know what he's saying? Get your life in order,
right?
Because I am coming soon.
Yeah.
This is point what? Six. Point six. Get your life in order because Jesus is coming soon. Get your life in order because Jesus is coming soon. Get ready to meet the Master. Get ready to meet Jesus. It matters not what others do. You can't look at somebody else's life and judge you being right based on what they do. It matters not how mean they are, how obnoxious they are, how bad they are, how bad they treat you, how terrible they are to you or maybe other people. That is not going to have anything to do with your justification when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to get right. You've got to get ready.
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
Why? Because that is the plan of God for us today.
Right.
See, the enemy is constantly trying to get us in a position, trying to get us in a place that we're not doing what God tells us to do. But on the other side of that, we've got the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us that's leading us into the truth and telling us what we should do. My mother, see, the Holy Spirit came to my mother and showed her, you need to make some adjustments. You need to get some things right with her sister. Well, she did. She got some things right with her sister. Of course, her sister died prematurely.
Wow.
I said her sister died prematurely. I told my mother 2 years before that her sister was going to die because I knew it. I said, how did you know it? The Lord showed me. The Lord will show you things to come. Now, did you want it to happen? No. But I knew that the Lord, because some things you don't want to say. But because my mother's sister would not judge herself, the Lord had to judge her. You can judge yourself. You know that. You can judge yourself. But my mother's sister didn't take the time to judge herself. And because she didn't judge herself, she died prematurely. Of course, my mother was at her side. When she died, my mother didn't want to see her die. In fact, when I told my mother what I saw, and the Lord knows, I mean, my mother knows how the Lord uses me over time, and I don't see this about everybody, but that was a family member. Sometimes when you're close to folks, you see things, and you know things about people supernaturally, and it's not you crazy or anything like that. The Bible says in St. John chapter 16, verse 13, the Holy Spirit will do what? He will show you things to come. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to show me things about everybody on the planet. But he did show me some things about my, it's actually my aunt, which is my mother's sister. She's a wonderful lady. In fact, I remember she took me because my mother had to work. She took me the day that I went to get my driver's license. You know, I had my learner's permit. Daddy had to work and mother had to work. So when she got off work, she worked at the cotton mill. And she got off at 3 o'clock. She worked the first shift. And she got off at 3 o'clock at the cotton mill down at the old Swift mill down there in Columbus. And then Phoenix used to be the Eagle in Phoenix. And then Swift. And then Swift. I just noticed I was down there long ago. Swift has closed its doors. They must have went to Mexico.
Yeah.
The cotton mill for lower rates. But I mean, it was a big mill. I don't know how many hundreds of jobs were lost. But they went across the border, you know. But anyway, when my aunt got through with that, and it was my mother's sister, the one that died prematurely. I'm talking about get your life in order,
right.
Get ready, because Jesus is coming soon. She got off work, and I think she had a 62 Comet. Anybody remember the old Comet? The old Comet had a standard shift, you know, up here on the column, you know, with the clutch. You know, most young folks today don't know how to drive standard shifts.
Right.
You know, Georgiana, she said, they don't even know how to drive, you know. My Lord help her. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that clutch, and of course, I had driven a clutch, and I learned how to drive in a 1959 Ford station wagon with a 5-gallon bucket for a seat. That's the truth. A 5-gallon bucket if you pop the clutch.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.